River Bend is a small and quiet community of about 3,100 people. Many of the residents, mostly retirees, are attracted to the town because of easy access to waterfront along the Trent River and Plantation Canal. But that selling point is also the reason for such significant flooding and damages during last week's Hurricane Florence. As storm conditions deteriorated late Thursday night, resident Andrew Schellink was preparing to evacuate his condo at Harbor Walk Townhouses.
And all of a sudden the water just came under the door and rose up 2 to 3 feet within a matter of 15, 20 minutes. So I was stuck there.
A few hours later, a swift water rescue team from Maryland was able to reach him.
There was a boat coming down this Plantation Road drive. And it was like four guys in there, and I hollered over and he says, "You want to get rescued?" "Yeah." And so one guy jumped off. He came over and got me. He waded through the water, and we waded up that way.
After spending one night at the homeless shelter, Schellink returned Saturday and saw the damages to his home.
Now, I ripped the walls out because the guy told me to do it so the mold and everything. So there was like 3 feet of water. You can see where the water level came up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So as you can see, everything in here, my stove, my refrigerator, dishwasher, washing machine, dryer, all that, and a car. Kaput.
You're one of the higher properties around here.
This is the first time ever that water got up to here.
Directly behind his condo, Claire Babashanian is piling up water-soaked mattresses, tables, chairs, and appliances in front of her home.
Our priority today is get everything out, and then we've got a U-Haul, and we're going to move everything from upstairs out, everything salvageable. We're going to get to a storage unit.
Babashanian says everything on the first level of their home was ruined by 3 feet of water. Before purchasing her home, which is only a few yards from Plantation Canal, she was told it had never flooded, even during Hurricanes Fran and Floyd.
Yeah, we'd just renovated over the past year, too. Everything downstairs was brand new, so.
Fortunately, Babashanian has flood insurance. All 32 homes on Harbor Walk were flooded during Florence, and many of the residents don't have flood insurance. Near the entrance, Mike Lewis is removing a tree that fell during the storm.
This is one of those things where you only see it on TV.
He and his family have lived across the road in the quarterdeck townhouses for about 6 years now. Lewis says about 2.5 feet of water entered his home during Florence.
There's a lot of places here in town that typically don't flood that flooded this time. So
prior to evacuating, his wife, a local school teacher, was able to move most of their personal items to the second floor of their home. When they returned after the storm, Lewis says they immediately went to work pulling out waterlogged furniture and kitchen appliances.
Wait for the insurance folks to get here. We got our claim number. They'll get up with my wife at some point in time, and then we'll, rip the sheetrock out and the insulation and get the floors out and the cabinets out or whatever process, it is past that. It's the first time I've ever been flooded, so don't know. Exactly what the process is, no.
He says officials with Craven County were in the area Sunday assessing damages. Until his house is repaired, Lewis and his family are staying with relatives nearby. There's 30 townhouses in Quarterdeck, 26 of the condos flooded during Florence. The recovery process is just beginning for Lewis and for the entire town of River Bend. It's Tuesday, and there's still power lines down on the pavement. The streets are lined with debris, and large trees and branches are lying in people's yards. Mayor John Kirkland says it's the worst storm he's seen since moving to the town over 20 years ago.
Hurricane Floyd was sort of the benchmark until this hurricane.
It's not known exactly how many houses were flooded in River Bend. Kirkland says about 20% of the town is located in the floodplain, but he says some homes outside of the floodplain were inundated with water during Florence.
The thing that I feel very deeply about is that people whose homes have flooded have lost cherished things that are not replaceable, and that is a tragic event in their lives, and I feel for them.
Kirkland says power has been restored for most residents. The town has started picking up debris, and he says FEMA will begin assessing damages in the community later this week. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.